Leading Change in Your School: How to Conquer Myths, Build Commitment, and Get Results. Author: Douglas B. Reeves. What's wrong with change? Educational leaders are expert in announcing change, scattering the seeds of promising ideas. But they are considerably less adept at moving aside the initiatives of the previous year so that the seeds of the new announcement have the slightest opportunity to take root. Hence the injunction that we must pull the weeds before we plant new flowers. Pull the weeds before you plant new flowers. Every education system has weeds. There is not a school district, a school, a department, an office, a job description, or a program that does not have at least a few. If we fail to pull the weeds, we can anticipate conversations like these. We'll have professional learning communities just as soon as we finish making announcements at the faculty meeting. We'll do common scoring of student work just as soon as all members of the teaching team finish their parent conferences and discipline reports. We're happy to embrace writing across the curriculum just as soon as we finish covering a curriculum that has never yet been completed within the school year. Educators are drowning under the weight of initiative fatigue, attempting to use the same amount of time, money, and emotional energy to accomplish more and more objectives. That strategy, fueled by various mixtures of adrenaline, enthusiasm, and intimidation, might work in the short term, but eventually, each initiative added to the pile creates a dramatic decline in organizational effectiveness. As the academic growing season continues, we should not be surprised when some of the new flowers are choked by the omnipresent weeds. Fortunately, there is an answer to initiative fatigue. That is the common sense of the gardener. The strategic leader must have a garden party to pull weeds before planting the flowers. To begin the weeding process, consider the following three ideas. 1. Use inter-grade dialogue to find the essentials. Ask the third grade teacher to tell a colleague in second grade what second grade students should know and be able to do in order to enter the third grade with confidence and success. And a third grade teacher will provide a list that is brief, balanced, and precise. 2. Sweat the small stuff. Within the same school, some teachers have transitions among centers that require almost 5 minutes, while their colleague across the hall accomplishes the same transition in under 20 seconds. These small matters take seconds or minutes during the day, but collectively they amount to exceptionally large time savings. 3. Set the standard for a weed-free garden. Respect the time of teachers. Start and end meetings on time. Never make routine announcements aloud, and cancel or shorten meetings that are not contributing to students' achievement. Cultural change. The single greatest impediment to meaningful cultural change is the gap between what leaders say they value and what leaders actually value. Staff members are not seduced by a leader's claim of collaborative culture when every meeting is a series of lectures, announcements, and warnings. The assertion of a creative culture is contradicted by a practice of unbending uniformity. Claims about a culture of high expectations are undermined by the encouragement of good grades for poor student work. 4 imperatives of cultural change. 1. Leaders must define what will not change. They must articulate the values, practices, traditions, and relationships that will not be lost. Rather than make every change a bruising personal battle that exhausts political capital, diminishes trust, and creates a toxic atmosphere of either you're with us or against us, effective change leaders must place change in the context of stability. Although the only constant is change might make a good soundbite, the connotation of such a statement is, whatever you have been doing in the past, I have adjudged to be ineffective, and your experience and professional judgment are irrelevant. For leaders who wish to overcome the cultural impediments to change, a more thoughtful statement might be this: I know that change is exceptionally difficult, and therefore I am only going to ask you to engage in changes that I know will have meaning and value for you and every stakeholder we serve. 2. Organizational culture will change with leadership actions. Speeches and announcements are not enough. Leaders speak most clearly with their actions. Changes they make in decision rules, allocation of personal time, and relationships. When staff members hear the clarion call for transformation from a leader whose personal actions have remained unchanged, their hope turns to cynicism in an instant. 3. Leaders must choose the appropriate change tools based on a combination of factors, including the extent to which staff members agree on what they want and the consensus on cause and effect. Leaders who come to their position with a particular method of creating change make the mistake of the person who holds a hammer and who thus sees only nails. 4. Change in culture requires relentless personal attention and scut work by the leader. Although educational leaders must spend time making speeches and attending board meetings, the leaders aspiring to cultural change will take the risk. Teacher assignment. The most important resource any educational leader allocates is teachers. Ask yourself this question: does every student in my school have an equal opportunity to receive an education from the best teachers and take the most advanced courses that we can offer? The all-too-typical answer is that the least experienced and the least qualified teachers are assigned to the classes with the most complex and challenging student needs, whereas the teachers with the most experience and highest qualifications teach the most motivated and self-directed students. Even when bargaining agreements prevent leaders from offering financial incentives to teachers who take on challenging classes in disadvantaged schools, creative leaders can offer non-financial incentives. Meetings. Principals and superintendents control meetings, which have an enormous influence on the way time is used. Faculty meetings, formerly dominated by dull announcements and endless discussions, would then focus on student learning, creative teaching strategies, collaborative scoring, and the development of engaging assessments and individualized instruction. Closing the implementation gap. The good news about closing the implementation gap is that we know what to do. Educational research has equipped us with abundant evidence on instructional and leadership strategies that are likely to result in improved student achievement. The challenge before us is not a shortage of evidence or a lack of goals, but our collective failure to take the difficult step of implementing strategies to reach those goals. Every organization suffers to some degree from a gap between intention and action. Leadership can make the difference. Here are a few strategies that can bring implementation closer to reality. Create short-term wins. The key to effective short-term wins is that the objectives are meaningful, are attainable, and provide immediate feedback to reinforce effective practice and modify ineffective practice. Recognize effective practices simply and clearly throughout the year. Emphasize effectiveness, not popularity. Too many change efforts fail because leaders have underestimated the power of the prevailing culture in undermining change. To challenge that culture, leaders must be prepared to stand up for effective practice, even if changes are initially unpopular. Make the case for change compelling, and associate it with moral imperatives rather than compliance with external authority. An announcement that "we have to do this to comply with state and federal regulations" will never arouse the emotional engagement of the school staff. Instead of citing administrative requirements, inspire staff members with a call for their best. Student literacy is a civil right. Faculty calibration is the foundation of fairness. Learning communities are the essence of respect. The essentials: teaching, leadership, time, and feedback. Educational leaders confront a bewildering array of recommendations, programs, and alternatives. We know that the least effective response is the simultaneous implementation of many different initiatives. But as bad as initiative fatigue may be at one extreme, the other extreme is no better. Research and practicality lead to these four keys: teaching, leadership, time, and feedback.